Because everything that this book speaks, it produces something. Life, fruit, strength, and we despise it. Hallelujah. When the last time you picked it up? Come on, when the last time you picked it up to study? I'm not talking about reading it. I read all the time. I read many things. But when I pick that up, I pick it up to study. It's something a little more intense there. If I don't get but one understanding out of one thing, that's all right. I read many articles on different things, but I want to get, and all about getting, I want to get understanding. I want to understand this. I don't care about the things that, I don't care about this one did that. I don't care about the understanding of that. This, I want understanding. I want to understand the ways of Almighty Yahweh. And when a man depart from the ways of Yahweh, it induces death, and his countenance, his body, his life. That's just it. He said, depart. I'm going to do something to that house. I'm going to destroy it because they have rejected me. Because they have departed from the ways of Yahweh. This nation has departed from everything that is right. Any right path. It has departed from it. Nothing at all. Every day there are so many calamities in this nation. You read the article of the young woman out there in St. Louis. Her cousin. Cousins love each other, don't they? Huh. Well, I would never do that. Let me tell you, my friend. Without the power of Yahweh, you are subject to do anything. Here one has 3 children. One on the way, 24. The other one has 2 children. Faking a pregnancy. She takes her cousin, cut her belly, takes the baby out, calls her boyfriend and the police, and says she's had a breech birth, a early birth. And then she goes, she had gone to the house of her cousin now, grew up together, friend. She killed her 3 children, put one, the oldest one, in the bath, in the washing machine, and the 2 youngest one in the dryer. Now these are cousins. They say they love each other. Yahweh says, separate from them, dogs. Get yourself away from them. Scripture tells us that the wicked is the sword of Almighty Yah. What do you use the sword for? To kill or to destroy? Brother Dale said to me, why would they do that? Because there's a spirit in this heathenistic generation. There are girls that literally get jealous because one is having a baby. And the other one wants a baby too. There are homes whereby I would use my B word, all right? That from the oldest to the younger, they're producing babies like a beast in the field. One has one, the other one's just dropped one, say, well, I want to have another. Oh, this one is so pretty. Ooh, 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 ooh. And that's the truth. And because she has 3, I saw pictures of the children. The one boy that was 6 or 7, his hair was down to here. That's how long his hair was. And no doubt that probably the one she was having was by some other person. And you could look at them. I couldn't tell that probably there was 2 or maybe 3 daddies there. That's what this poverty mindset, that's what it does to people that depart from the ways of Yahweh. When parents will not hold fast to the status of Almighty Yahweh. That's why Yahweh says, separate yourself. Leave them alone. No, we want our trivial emotions. Well, that's my son, my daughter. He always says, get them out of the house. Separate. Because they do not desire the ways and the knowledge of the ways of Almighty Yahweh. They don't want that. Oh, cousins would do that. She killed her cousin. Cut her belly. Drowned the other 3 children. And killed that baby. She killed 5 in one shot. And they were cousins. Huh? And she was a woman of color. Cut her belly. She knocked her out. Cut her belly open. And the dog left her there to die. But what is that? Well, I will never do anything like that. That's what you do. See, the word of Yahweh should be like a river that flow from our bellies. Like a living water. So you cut the navel cord, you cut the belly, and you destroy the life of the hope of Almighty Yahweh. This is a corrupt generation. It's wicked. There are generations of families that have been born in that neighborhood in St. Louis. This one had a baby. Her children have babies and they're all. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, in these cities, what they call projects, it is not like what we see in Charlotte, like a Dalton Village or anything like that. A Perino Green in Chicago, Illinois, you're talking about miles and miles and miles of high-rises. In Detroit, the projects where they lump them all together in this socializing of this mind, and they all act the same. Whorish women, puckish men, lazy men, they all act the same. Because they're all given unto the power of that spirit. You say what you want to. You can try to figure out any way. That's it. There's a ruling prince and a power there. And they all are just that way. Very few exceed. Very few. And the mothers are proud. The young dads having babies at 14, 15. They're like beasts. They're like beasts. It is not the spirit of Almighty Yah. It is not. Cousins wouldn't do that. They will not. Your brothers and sisters, and think what you do to each other. I'd rather have this birth than the natural birth from Bithynia Davison. This is more valuable here. I'd rather be the birth of my brother here than that birth of those there. That has no value. I'd rather have a son like that one than one that was a betrayer of the truth of Yah. He said, remove yourself away from them because I'm going to destroy them. I want to read another scripture before I close. You all may not like me, but that's all right. When someone's out there hearing me, they love me.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm going to continue this until I die. I don't mind dying. And I won't fear that. Do I love life? Do I want to see better days? Sure I do. Then I want to refrain my lips from evil and let there be no guile or filthy thing in me. That is my motivator, a motivation to stay alive. Watch out what I speak. Well, you spoke that to me because I will correct you. And I will tell you what it takes. Hallelujah. I want to close here. It says this in Yeskel. Listen. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourns in Israel, look at this now, which separate himself from me. Now, when you separate yourself from Yahweh, this is in Ezekiel. Write it down because I want you all to study the entire chapter. Ezekiel 14:7. Listen to this now. He says, every one of the house of Israel, and other strangers that sojourn in or they come to Israel, he says now, which separate, depart, move away himself from me, and he sets up his idols in his heart, and he put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face. Now your face express your stumbling block. Because it is the idol of your own love, your own God, your own belly. And you can tell the hardness of your own iniquity in your own face. It caused you to stumble, it caused you to fall. You cannot move in the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh. You're touching something here, preacher. I intend to reach out and touch you. He said, the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to a prophet. You come to those that will prophesy, tell you nice things, and inquire of him concerning me. I will not answer him by myself. He says, now this is a generation. They separate themselves from me. They set up their lying idols in their own land, their own wicked hearts, their anger, their hostility, their hardness, their rebelliousness, their rejection, their lies, they set it up. And so they come to a prophet, they try to find someone to say, well, you all right, honey, well, brother, don't worry about it. No, tell the wicked his ways, his lies. You want the righteous, you want the wicked man, that they will be preserved if they take heed. So we look for those that are control, or they will satisfy us in our sins and our wickedness, and say, tell me wonderful things. So speak to me, prophet. Tell me something prophet is. Tell me the things that will satisfy me. No, I speak the word of God to you. Your iniquity, your idols, your own belly, your own hatefulness, your own sin, that has separated you from loving Yahweh. You don't love HaMashiach. You don't know what he commands you. Because he says, consider what I've suffered, regardless of what you're going through. He said, now, if you don't consider me, you don't use me as a pattern and example, you're going to become weary. And you're going to faint. And you can see a generation that is fainting. Brothers and sisters, any time you began to murmur, like Israel did, you knew there was a separation there. Anytime you began to complain, there's a separation already. When you began to murmur. When a woman began to murmur against her husband, there's a separation already. When a husband begins to murmur against his wife, separation. Well, she makes me sick. Well, she hates you. Well, he's there, he's that. Oh, there's a separation. There's a separation there. There's a breach of the spirit. That's just the truth. There's a breach there. When you began to murmur, when they began to murmur, there was a separation there. When they began to murmur, there's a separation. When they began to murmur, of all what he had done, they began to murmur. There are wives that have husbands that have been very kind to them, and they still murmur. There are husbands that have wives that are very gentle and very sweet to them, and they still murmur. Already there's a separation. And once that separation comes, brothers and sisters, it's going to take a tremendous transformation of Yahweh to restore it. When that breach comes, it takes the power of the hand of Yahweh to bring restitution. That's why marriages never come to that point of reconciliation. Something is always lost there. Always a little mistrust, or always a little doubt that there's no comfort there. There's no confidence there. It's always missing. Unless the mighty hand of Yahweh bring it to restoration and restore it, you will always have that. You will always have that breach. There will always be a divide. There will always be a separation. And that's the way it is with the people of Yah. He did this to me. It's always a separation. She did that. There's always that there. You did that to me 20 years ago and I haven't forgotten. You're a fool. You're flat out ignoramus. You're an ignorant, stupid thing. Well, you don't know what she said to me 5 years ago. You are an ignorant man. When you can't retain the scripture, you remember that you sottish, ignorant, jackass of a fool. I say it with unapologetic. I don't care how my verbiage is expressed. That's what you are. You are a fool. And I mean a real fool. See, the love of HaMashiach tells you what to do. Brothers and sisters, tell them their sin. See, the sin could lie in you. Hallelujah. Because you say, if your brother, sister, if you have aught, if there's nothing, aught is nothing, then you go to them. If you had any righteous daughter in you, you would do that. What about you, preacher? Well, I'll just tell you the truth and give you mercy from Yah. And give you truth and you ought to purge you. You ought to shout and to bless him. He says, and I will set my face against that man and I will make him a sign and a proverb. Now that's what Yahweh does. When he sets his face against one, he will make them a sign. And you will say, something is not right with Pastor Robert. What's wrong with him? He will be a sign. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. When you depart, he's going to cut you off. Did he cut Israel off? He cut them off by the millions. They died like beasts. When a man removes his heart away from Yahweh, whereby there is no love, then woe unto that man. I want to read one last verse before I close. You all can read the entire chapter of Matthias, Matthew chapter 7. But listen to this. It says in this one verse, HaMashiach says, not everyone says to me, great ruler, master, rabbi, will enter into the kingdom of Hashemayim. But only the one who does the will of my Abba, in Hashemayim. Only the ones that do the will of Yahweh. The words that Yahshua spoke to you, they were not his words. Now when you reject what Yahweh says, you are an ignoramus. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what your condition, what your heart says. Your heart is deceitful and it's a wicked thing. He said, on that day many will say unto me, great ruler, great master. Did we not prophesy in your name? Drive out demons in your name? And did we not do many miracles in your name? HaMashiach says, then I will announce, I will profoundly speak it and utter it to them. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you Torahless lawbreakers. You think that has changed today? This is the reality of the culmination of all things. Depart, you worker of iniquity. And one that works iniquity is a lawless, deceived renegade, a separatist that has been separated from Yahweh. And it's one thing that will cause you to work iniquity more than anything. It is the own deceitful seed that you allow to germinate in your own mind, in your own heart, and they deceive you. And you become so bewitched whereby you cannot obey the truth. Your love becomes so hard and you can't obey the truth. You're a fool and you're going to die in your wickedness. And this preacher man doesn't take any word back. He stands on what he says. And I will show you even a greater depth in Scripture. You don't want to talk Scripture. You'd rather talk folly. May Yah bless you. May Yah help you tonight. You that are listening on the live stream, may Yahweh bless you all. We do greet you all. In His name, by the very promise and hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you all. May the words tonight be a blessing unto you. May they be a great strength unto you. Bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael La, and our young friend, Brother Alex. We do wait for your visitation to be with us, brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sister, and also Brother Nathan there in Houston, Texas. We will be there tomorrow. May Yahweh bless you. May strengthen us all in this hour, because it's going to take truth. We need to know truth. Yahweh's Torah is truth. Yahweh's Shadik is righteousness, is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah, His law, His Torah is the Emet, or the truth. And you need to know the truth about your own nature and everything that the Ruah does. And I'm going to deal with all these. I know I haven't let the brothers preach it lately because I'm working on some things and I must preach it. Do you understand? Do you take their gifts lightly? No, I appreciate my Deacon Benny. He's going to take care of things while I'm gone. He will run things. He will run it proficiently. Well, do you mistrust him? Not one bit at all. Hallelujah. That's what love does. It doesn't think evil, doesn't have those kinds of doubts. I have no doubt about that one bit. Elder Bob will be here to assist him. Our young deacon coming along, Deacon Horn, he'll be here. And Brother Dale, we have these brothers, they will handle things quite well. So I don't have any problem with that one bit. You understand? Not at all. Not at all. I know when wherever I go, when I do leave, I don't leave that often. I told Deacon Ben, if I'd have known, I wouldn't have left now. Hallelujah. I don't like going nowhere. Well, what you going to do? I'm going to preach. I don't need to go to Walmart or Kmart. I'm a very boring person when it comes to that. Well, the only thing you're going to see is another building like you see here. Nothing out there. I'd rather be somewhere out in the oasis, in the mountains, somewhere looking at the beauty of plants and the wild beefaloes and the buffaloes and the wildebeest. I'd rather see that. But what I need to go to another Walmart for, or go to some thrift and dime? For what? I'd rather be out in the nature and listen to the beauty of the stream, seeing the fish swim. That's my thing there. I don't care about seeing a skyscraper. I want to look up to the Hashemayim and see the one that shaped all things. When I look, I want to see the splendid of the Rocky Mountains and see the formation of those snow caps and look, my, that's magnificent. Nothing like that. That's what I'd rather see. And see some putrefied city where there's nothing but gangbangers and fools with gold teeth all in their mouths and gangbanging and sling banging and hump bumping and pump bumping and hoe bumping. Nah. I'd rather see the wild deer. What a beautiful thing. As Granny would say, I'd rather see the deers. How about that? I'd rather see that. I'd rather see the flowing stream with trout in it. And just, they don't even have to catch one. Just put my feet in. I'd rather see the waves of the ocean that roar in. And wow, look at that. the magnificent power of Yah. See the beauty of the sky when there's nothing there but the beauty of the sky, the stars. Man, that's all right by me. That's what I'd rather see. I don't need no nickel dime. I don't need that. I don't need to see thousands of cars, million cars congested. Folks crazy, mad folks, nutty and fruity. I'm going to lay the hammer down. Vajra Horn say the battle axe. I'm going to lay the... I'll leave him with the battle axe. I'm going to lay the hammer down. That's what I'm going to lay down. You might get someone upset, but that's all right. I get you upset. So what difference does it make? Does it make any difference at all? May Yahweh bless you all. These brothers will handle things. They know what to do. Do righteous. Hallelujah. Don't try to get up in the morning because I don't know exactly what time I'm leaving in the morning. Well, Jermaine is going to take me to the airport and drop us off, and he'll come back and pick us up, all right? And take his wife and Lucia with him. We can put the baby seat in the back, all right? Okay. He'll take us in the morning. Yahweh bless you. I'll be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. I'm happy. I'm just telling you, I don't have nothing in the physical sense, but I'm happy. I really am. I really am. Well, you, what are you going to do? Nothing? The brother even offered me his, he has one of those rodeo jeeps. I said, I don't need it, brother. I don't plan on going nowhere. Is it a grocery store nearby? Yes, that's all I need. I'm going to preach. And then I'll go to bed when I finish preaching and talk with the folks. I don't need no rodeo. I don't want to drive in that mess down there. It's crazy. I don't want to drive down there for a bunch of fruitcakes. Crazy down there. It's a messed up place. And the great that influx from New Orleans. Ah, you don't know what you may run across. Boy may say, what's up? Give it up, baby. What? What up? What you want? Give me your shoes. That's what they do in those places. Give me your money. Here, take it all. I ain't got nothing, but you can have it. So there's nowhere for me to explore. I'd rather see the flowing stream. I'd rather walk down through the woods and hear that creek. When that thing, when it's quiet down there, you can hear it just flowing. That water. Ah, that's all right, man. That's beautiful. I'd rather hear that. The bird chirping. There's nothing more beautiful. One time when I worked at IBM, I went out to Colorado and up in Estes Park. You could literally, the chipmunks and the squirrels would literally eat out of your hand. They tell you not to do it. The birds, they flop. They knew you couldn't do it. It was a nature. All these generations knew you could. The deer will walk, whatever it is. You never know. That's all right by me. That impressed me more than anything that I saw in Denver. Nothing in Denver but some dirty buildings. Some ghettos and some folks all pressed together in little old houses, tight together. I can go anywhere. She died. Go right to Charlotte. Well, the buildings are taller. Well, what building? Is this a tall building? It's a tall building. But that is magnificent. And to look at the distance and to see these huge mammoth, these large caribous. Man, that was gorgeous. I'd rather see that. I'd rather see what Yah has said with his hand. He's carved out the mountains and the canyon. That's all right by me. Not something what some wicked faggot has designed. These twisted, what they got in Yah's are twisted. You look at those villains, a twisted mentality. I was telling Brother Dale, let me say this before I close. I saw a clip. Someone sent me a clip. The clip is about 7 seconds. I looked at it 5 or 6 times. What the clip is, when that second plane hit that twin tower, that is something that I had never seen it. But when that thing, I said, Brother Dale, when it went in, what psychotic mindset. Do you know what he said when he was driving that thing? Who know what he said? Don't say it, brother. Who think you know what he said, that pilot, when he took over there? What do you think what he said? Who know? Who can tell me? Come on, brother. Says, you all know what he said. Lala Akbar. That's what he cried. I just kept, bam. Can you imagine the people sitting there? Bah. Woo. Just totally accelerated. That thing went in that tower and out the other side. This is 7 seconds. That thing was going about those planes get up like that. They're cruising at about 550, 600 miles an hour. It depends. And that thing went in there like this. It was nothing there. Just a ball of fire, liquid fire. Just nothing. And those people died like that. Some. Ah! the fire. Some suck fire down their lungs. That's just the truth, brothers and sisters. It is one thing that is evident and true. There's an appointment. You're all going to die. Every one of you. We're going to die. You're going to die. Sharia, she's going to die. Death already working at her. You all are going to die. So, you better make sure whether this is the way or there's another way, you better find it. You better make sure. There's an appointment unto every man who wants to die. Then after that, you'll stand before the judgment. You're going to die. Ain't nothing going to prolong it. You can cry and say, I'm not ready to go. You're going to die. But I don't feel, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. That's right, little girlie. You're going to die one day. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. You that are listening, we bless you all. In all things we do, bless you all, my dear. Yeah, those that are not feeling well, bless them all. Yeah, touch their bodies, Brother Kevin. Restore them. Give them that strength. Yeah. Touch Sister Latasha and Sister Katara. Just touch them all, I pray. Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you all. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Yeah.